Hope you guys are enjoying your Labor Day weekend, opening weekend of college football season. This weekend has been more about just the return of college football. To me, anyway, it has. After everything I saw this weekend, it really signifies a return to normalcy. It has been 18 months since we have seen 90, 100,000 people packed into a stadium. It's been 2 years since we've seen College Game Day live with a packed crowd, people tailgating, Lee Corso putting on the ridiculous mascot head when he makes his picks for the weekend, which are generally always wrong, but that's okay. For the first time in a long time, it seemed that the country had left the COVID behind and was actually out living their life. Coronavirus be damned. People were not worried about masks or shots, vaccines, social distancing. I hate that term. They were more concerned with Georgia beating Clemson or Penn State pulling the upset over Wisconsin than they were about someone sitting 18 inches from them, possibly breathing on them and catching the COVID. Yesterday, America had a good time. But not all of us here in America enjoyed the opening weekend of college football. You just knew. The damn wokers could not just sit back and allow everyone else to have fun. They wanted to share in the misery. We're in the middle of a pandemic. It's irresponsible. All of these careless people packing college football stadiums. It's a super spreader event. We're all going to die. The far left in this country has always hated football, but they really, really hate college football. The far left, they can't stand college football because college football represents everything that they're against. College football is all about tradition, history, Americana. I don't like the product on the field in college football. I think there are far too many uncompetitive games. I was watching LSU-UCLA last night. And they show the upcoming schedule for LSU. And the announcer on Fox says that LSU has a couple of tune-up games before they begin SEC play. And that's my problem with college football. Tune-up games. LSU has no business playing Mercer. But anyway, I don't want to go on another rant about my issues with college football. One thing I do respect about college football, there's just a different feel to it. It's different than the NFL experience. The atmosphere is different. Watching the crowd at Lane Stadium Friday night shake the stadium when Metallica played over the PA system, college football, they had this electricity to it that's not replicated in anything else. But this is a big problem if you're woke. They don't want you out there having a good time, enjoying your life. They want you stuck at home, watching college football on television with an empty stadium in the background. Rex Chapman is a former NBA player and one of the leaders of the intellectually challenged. Friday night, the ACC Network, they tweeted the opening of North Carolina Virginia Tech. Check it out for yourself.
Along to Enter Sandman.
That's the atmosphere I'm talking about. That atmosphere right there, you can't get it anywhere else. That's what makes college football special. But Rex Chapman has a big problem with all you rednecks in Blacksburg, Virginia. All you irresponsible jackasses, how dare you have a good time? Don't you understand? The COVID's real. Rex Chapman tweeted Friday night, oh my God, the COVID bowl. Actually, it was the anti-COVID bowl. That was a symbol of what 80, 90,000 people say, to hell with the COVID. I'm going to live my life. We talk about woke hypocrisy on the channel all the time. Hypocrisy is a requirement to be welcomed into the agenda. There are a few other requirements as well to be woke. One, acknowledge your white privilege. Two, acknowledge your lack of ability to think for yourself, and you will take part in groupthink. And three, be the best hypocrite you can be. Rex Chapman had a real problem with a packed stadium in Blacksburg, Virginia. But it's weird. It's a bit strange. He damn sure didn't have a problem going to the NBA playoffs in July. If I'm not mistaken, July was 2 months ago. Rex Chapman attended a Phoenix Suns playoff game at a time when the Delta variant was spreading throughout Arizona. Now, I thought these wokers were all about the science. Follow the science. Pretty sure the science says it's much safer to be outside than inside. Rex Chapman was sitting in an arena, unmasked, inside, with 20,000 people, not knowing their vaccination status. It was so dangerous, that Rex Chapman tweeted a picture of his fear while at the game. You could see the fear in his face. He was so afraid that he's smiling with that big gap in his teeth with a woman that looks to be his daughter, or perhaps it was his COVID doctor. Who the hell knows? But let me get this straight. It's okay to attend an NBA playoff game. The NBA is firmly entrenched in the agenda. College football is not. They tried to tank college football last year. Didn't work. Wisconsin, they just put together a nice tribute video to the military. Players and coaches in college football, they don't get down on their knees in submission to the agenda. College football is especially popular in the South, a portion of the country that has flat out rejected all things woke. It's okay to go to an NBA game and watch it live, but going to a college football game? That's irresponsible. Now, while there were a lot of positives about this weekend in college football, the weekend was not without controversy, not without some negative. Over the last few weeks, we have been covering fan behavior at sporting events, more specifically, fighting. There were several fights at college football games this weekend. There was one in Charlotte. East Carolina fans ganged up on some dude from Appalachian State. Some old dude that was pulling for Eastern Washington caused a scene in Las Vegas. I'm not excusing any of this behavior, but this is the side effect of cooping people inside their homes for 18 months, telling them to socially distance, telling them they have to wear a mask, they have to get a vaccine, they're racist if they voted for anyone other than Kamala Harris. 18 months of negativity, this is the result. You put negativity in, you're going to get negativity right back. There was a fight at the North Carolina-Virginia Tech game Friday night. It was between an older North Carolina fan and what looks to be a college kid from Virginia Tech. Check it out. Things here. Number one, the North Carolina guy, he should know better. Dude is what, 40 years old, maybe older? I don't know. I don't know how old he is, but he's old enough to know better, old enough to know that you don't get into a fight with a kid at a damn football game. Not only that, if you are gonna fight, you might want to check your surroundings first. Probably not a good idea to be the lone guy from North Carolina surrounded by people from the opposing team, and you try to fight one of them. Now, I don't know what led up to this fight, okay? So this is just pure speculation on my part. I don't know what led up to it, but I highly, highly doubt that this dude from North Carolina just went after this kid unprovoked. If I had to guess, the kid and his friends were hitting the booze, feeling tough, and heckling the lone North Carolina guy in their section. If that's the case, even though this old dude should know better, this kid from Virginia Tech got what he had coming to him. There is only so much verbal abuse someone's going to take until they just have enough. You can see in the video, the kid basically running from the fight. He was all about the talking until it was time to get real. When it was time to be a man and back up those words, he ran. That's what separates the men from the boys. Clear illustration right there. Like I said, I don't know that to be the case, but if it was, the kid got what he deserved. The bigger point here, though, is the rampant fighting at sporting events. Hell, the lack of behavior at sporting events. This is ammunition for the woke media. The damn media, they don't need any more ammo. These people will just make something up for the sake of promoting the agenda. We don't need to give them actual evidence. We saw how easy it is for the media to overreact, over-exaggerate something just a couple of days ago. The video I posted about the soccer match over in Europe, where the British media, who already has a hard-on for Hungary, the British media overreacting to racism at the soccer match because four people in a crowd of 40 to 50,000 couldn't behave themselves, were chanting racial slurs. Four people in a crowd of 40 or 50,000. The Rex Chapmans of the world, they don't want us enjoying sporting events anymore. Anyway, speaking of Rex Chapman, give me your thoughts on the hypocrisy of Rex Chapman going to an NBA playoff game, but calling a college football game a super spreader event. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.